If you do something that's beneficial for people, your financial security, local economy, it's obviously a positive contribution. If many are doing something similar, that's also thought of as a great thing, but it doesn't always mean that there is true strength in numbers. With organization, goals, direction, a positive effort really won't achieve all of its potential. My first guest this week joins us to explain how the many facets of local farms and produce need to, and very easily can, work together for maximum benefits. She is the executive director of the Food Shed Alliance, Kendria Close. Good morning, Kendria.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good to have you back here with us. Foodshedalliance.org is where you learn more about the work of that organization. And off to the side, well, not really off to the side, but in tandem with the topic we're talking about here, which are called food hubs, which, Kendria, given the concept and the definition and the flexibility of what a food hub is, there's 300 or so across the country, I was surprised to learn that New Jersey is food hubless.
Exactly. Exactly. So, there are 302 food hubs in the United States, and New Jersey has none at the moment.
So by definition, again, like I said, it has a flexibility. It's not a carved-in-stone concept. But by definition, what's the purpose and the mechanics of a food hub?
So a food hub, and you did say it correctly, there are many, many forms a food hub can take. But a traditional definition of a food hub is a center for aggregation, processing, and distribution of local food. And so that can take on many, many forms. It can be brick and mortar. It can be virtual. But the general definition is a place where farmers can bring products, aggregate it, process it, and distribute it out to larger channels where they couldn't normally get their product.
One of the ways this works, I read a story where a farmer at a farmer's market had heirloom strawberries. And at the end of the day, obviously, what's ever left, yeah, you scrap, or if there's something worthy of feed for fellow farmers, there's some, you know, end of market swapping and trading, whatever the case may be. And woman noticed that this one farmer was tossing out a great deal of, it was a poor sales day, a great deal of heirloom strawberries. So she made a deal to get the strawberries. She made heirloom strawberry jam and came back the next week at that farmer's market with her jam.
Exactly, exactly. And there is that model where you have this value-added product for farmers. Difficult for farmers to make all of their income just off of the produce they grow. So there's this think out that outside the box idea of how do we add value to some of the produce we have and then really tackle the issue of food waste. I mean, like you said, those were strawberries that were going to be thrown out. So if 40% of our food on farms is wasted in some way, there's got to be a way that an entrepreneur can come in and create a business out of this, and that can be a food incubator that can also run through the food hub.
And if that strawberry farmer was correct,
that's a perfect example.
and proper in running a business, which a farm is, family business most often than not. I'm kind of hoping he made a deal with the woman with the jam to say, okay, we'll make a deal with the jam, but you got to put that I was the source for the strawberries, a little cross-promotion going here.
Ideally, the food hub would have some kind of brand. You know, we see a lot of work like this happening up in the Hudson Valley. And so we're looking at what is our northwestern New Jersey brand. We're not that far from them. So we really feel we can create that food system here as well.
So Kendria Close, who is the executive director of the Food Shed Alliance. Foodshedalliance.org is their website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. And recently you had a gathering of farmers and other interested parties and some interesting speakers to, I guess, be the foundation starting point for what may develop. I mean, maybe that's the challenge and the fun of it, too, where with the abstract definition of a food hub, this could really turn into anything and maybe even be an innovating, you may even wind up innovating a new definition of food hub here.
Well, that's what we thought is, you know, the Food Shed Alliance did a year-long study that kind of looked at the state of agriculture in northern New Jersey. And, you know, we made some recommendations and some goals based on that outcome. And one of the large things that kept coming up was the lack of a food hub and the ability for small to mid-sized farmers to kind of scale up to larger markets. So this allows them to sort of, in a collaborative effort, do that. And so we thought, let's start with feasibility, because we don't want to just jump in and say we need it. We want to go out there and talk to everybody, talk to all the players, and see what this model could look like. So we started with our meeting at Crystal Springs, and we had about 80 people come. And we plan to have several of these. We want to capture as many people as we can over the next few months in as many counties as we can across northern New Jersey.
And the image versus the statistics are often two different things. People think with all the farmers' markets, especially in northwest New Jersey, South Jersey as well, if you're listening on the stream, don't want to slay you down there. Mm-hmm. And just the heritage of farms in New Jersey, ergo the motto of the state, the Garden State, that all is right financially with farmers, but not according to a staff in the U.S. Department of Agriculture and U.S. Census Bureau. They show Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire as the top three ranked states in per capita direct sales. This is for 2014-2015. Mm-hmm. Vermont's the top of the list, $43.78 per capita sales. Above second place was Maine with $18.64. That shows you how far and away Vermont is. New Hampshire, $15.32. New Jersey ranked number 39 with a per capita sale of $3.73. So that obviously, Kendria, means there's a lot of room for growth, and that probably also means there's a lot of farmers' product and work still lying on the field that becomes, unfortunately, mulch for next season with better hopes.
Absolutely, and it's a combination effect. You've got to create the demand, but you have to create the supply, and we need to educate the consumer as to why it's beneficial. We have all of this great food in the Garden State, and why are we ranking number 39 on the Locavore Index when it's clearly not a climate issue? Because a lot of the top 10 were in very cold northern climates.
So, what's the greatest missing part of the picture, at least at this point? Is it the restaurant industry not doing enough local shopping? Is it the overseeing agencies? Although we think we lost one of the best proponents of local farmers with Charlie Caparis when he passed away just not too long ago.
Right.
Is it more of a overseeing and maybe an organization, much like they say in the world of boxing, that sport is so fragmented it can never save itself, that if it had one governing body, that would be a better picture? Is that the same thing that maybe farming needs?
Well, a lot of what the Garden State does well is we are very good at preserving land. And so, 29% of our ag land available in the state is preserved, which is one of the largest in the country. So, where we may rank low on the Locavore Index, we're very good at preserving land. The problem is there's not a lot of food grown on that land. A lot of land is simply just preserved. It is commodity crop grown. So, and because cost of land is so expensive in New Jersey, we have a problem with a lot of new farmers trying to get access to land. So we have a combination effect of farmers aging out. The average age of the farmer is 59. So we need to grow new farmers. And so we bring these younger people in, and they're having a difficult time affording the land.
I'm Dr. Tamara Kendrick Close from the Food Shed Alliance. She is their executive director, and you can learn more about this and their other work at foodshedalliance.org. Here on Issues and Ideas. So you had, the ground floor meeting, well attended, respectively. I mean, there's always room for more, especially
always,
with the calls like this. So what's next on the immediate agenda for this idea?
So next on the immediate agenda is we are going to hold another roundtable. We're going to hold this in Morris County at the Alexander Hamilton School on February 25th because we want to, there's 80 people we captured because they could come on that day in that specific location. So we want to kind of rotate this around and spend the next 6 months really talking to people and then start to identify some stakeholders in this to see how we can grow this into a reality.
And Kendria referenced a report that the Food Shed Alliance last year authored. You can see that at njlocalfoods.com, njlocalfoods.com. And if you are thinking that this is an idea and a concept that you can contribute to, if it's a concept that you could be helped by, well, then you want to contact Kendria and the folks at the Food Shed Alliance because they'd like to hear from you and all points in between to add more power to this concept and make it a greater reality. Again, rather surprising with as much of as farming is a part of history, heritage, and the economy in New Jersey, that it has a missing piece like this, and it doesn't really score statistically and economically as well as maybe you thought it did with that one. That was just one stat that I shared
right
with you earlier. There's a lot more that shows that a lot is going right, but a lot more potential rests on that land and a lot more benefit for our consumers as well as the farmers can be had. And just maybe the concept of the food hub can be the solution to the problem. Again, learn more about this at foodshedalliance.org. Kendria Close, thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much.